I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B went on another rant and talked about how much it costs per month to be her.
Who are you to tell people what to do with their hardworking ass money? First of all, do you know that artists, celebrities, the IRS, out of every check that you make, they automatically take 45% of your check. That means in order to spend $500,000, you got to make at least $1 million. Then like an artist like me and a lot of rappers that I know, they literally take care of their whole family. And that's not tax deductible because the IRS don't consider that a business. On top of that, being an artist, looking good for y'all, doing all this extra shit to please y'all, that shit costs money. Like me, for example, my bills is like, I'll say about $300,000, $250,000 every single month, and I try to put it cheaper, and it's not.
How does she even sustain that?
She's a bajillionaire now.
Okay, but still, that's gonna run out.
Liam Neeson went on Good Morning America to address the backlash he's facing over a disturbing story he told about his younger days. Nearly four decades ago, a friend of the actor's was raped by a black man. He told a reporter that he wanted revenge, so he walked around town with a weapon, hoping a black blank would come out of a pub and have a go at him so he could kill him. Yesterday, Neeson said, "I'm not a racist."
That you asked about color, that you didn't ask if the person was tall or short, big or small. That
I asked all those questions to you. I did.
Would you have had the same reaction if your friend had said it was a white man? Would you want her to go out
definitely.
And kill him?
If she'd have said an Irish or a Scot or a Brit or a Lithuanian, I know I would have had the same effect. I'm not racist. I was trying to show honor to my stand up for my dear friend. And this terrible medieval fashion, it kind of shocked me when I came down to earth after having these horrible feelings. Luckily, no violence occurred.
Does that change your opinion about what happened?
I actually saw the whole interview yesterday.
Yeah.
And the more I heard, it's not right, but I think he would have said the same thing if it would have been a white guy or all the other things. Hearing it and having the backstory, yes.
I felt better hearing him explain it.
I did too. And that goes with a lot of stuff, especially now. We only hear a snippet of something and we think we see the whole picture, and that's not necessarily always the case.
Yeah.
Because I definitely don't think that he's necessarily racist. I just think like that was the particular guy and that's what he was going to look for.
Right. Liam Neeson's new movie, Cold Pursuit, was supposed to actually premiere last night, but the studio decided to cancel the red carpet event so that he wouldn't have to face the media. They pulled the plug hours before the premiere. Scrubs actor Sam Lloyd was diagnosed with lung cancer and brain tumors just weeks after welcoming his first child. Oh, this is so sad, you guys. Lloyd was diagnosed with lung cancer in January, just weeks after his wife gave birth to their first child together, a boy named Weston. Halfway through January, Lloyd began experiencing regular headaches and quickly lost 10 pounds. Doctors found a tumor in his brain, but it was too intertwined with the rest of his brain to safely remove. Doctors then found the cancer, which started in his lungs and had already spread to his spine, jaw, and liver in addition to his brain.
That is so sad.
Didn't have any information on, like, you know, how it's gonna look for him as far as like the future goes, but I can imagine that must not be good. So be praying for him if you are a fan of Scrubs. I know I used to watch that show a lot in high school. My boyfriend in high school used to love that show too. Super Bowl winning quarterback Tom Brady says he is far from the perfect husband and admits he doesn't help his wife Giselle around the house. In an interview with ABC's Good Morning America, Brady said his supermodel wife carries the burden a lot of the time around the house, and when asked if he takes out the garbage, he said, "The reality is I don't do much. I'm going to do a better job because she deserves it." Brady also says he cringes when people call him the greatest quarterback of all time. He said he'd rather have people criticize him because that motivates him. He also says his family is very important to him because he's very much an introvert.
Here's my thing. I don't believe any of that. I believe that neither one of them do anything in that house. That they have
they pay people, an
assistant or a housekeeper or a maid. It's like, I don't think either one of you do much.
Honestly, I felt the same way, Joe. As soon as I read that, I was like, okay, Giselle Bundchen is not taking out her own trash. Thank you, next.